弟兄姐妹们平安。在这个志强弟兄在宣讲神的信息之前，我把刚才这个 Connie 带小朋友的信息给大家简单分享一下。我们中间有的叔叔阿姨弟兄姐妹可能还不是很明白他讲的什么。对，Connie 来问这些小朋友，你们有没有在很暗的地方，没有光的地方待过？这小朋友好像可能还没有这个经历。对，他会问他说。他说："你们有没有家里面有没有停电过？"哦，是，大家伙说大家好像想起有停电了，没有灯，没有灯的，就一片漆黑的地方，连手指都看不到。结果呢，他就拿出了一个手电筒，这是什么东西？哦，这是手电筒，他们都认识。这个是干什么的？能够发光的，在黑暗中它是能够发光。哦，发光了之后，他就看得见了。他就说，他就这他就是小朋友。他说："我们也就是说，耶稣要我们这事情也做光。"他说："你们知不知道我们有一首歌，好像就是说要我们做光的歌，你们想不想得起来？小朋友们都想得起来。他就是说呢，让我们发光，啊，就 Let it shine 是吧？这好像这就是歌的名字，让我们发光。这位孩子们就唱了这首歌，你们听到没有？孩子唱了这首歌，让我们发光，就是要在人前。"因为这是耶稣的命令，要在人前发光。为什么要发光呢？因为大家人才，其他人才看得见。我们看得见的，不是要表现我们的好行为，而是通过我们发光，能够看，让我们把人引向耶稣，看到神的荣耀。因为神知道，哦，这群小朋友，这群人，他们是相信主的，他们活出了主的好行为，哦，他们也许就更愿意认识这位主，更愿意亲近这位神。对，然后呢，他还举了个例子，就是那个孩子们喜欢吃 birthday cake，对吧？这个生日礼物，那个蜡烛一吹了之后呢，它又燃起来，吹了之后又燃起来了。哦，他就说，他说你们喜不喜欢这种？你们是不是发光发了一阵就不发了呢？还是要一直发光？就像 birthday cake 一样一直发光，就是人家把它光吹灭了，有人把它吹灭了，你们又会重新燃起来。他说我们要这样做，对。这就是 Connie 分享给小朋友听，对我很有，我觉得这么一个简单的信息对我也很有感动。对，谢谢大家。
是不是有点回音了啊？就刚才大家听得有点
哦。
声音。好，谢谢小林弟兄各位弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
感谢赞美神，今天我和小林弟兄再次的合作，与大家继续分享《使徒行传》。
Praise to the Lord. I'm so happy to work with Xiaoling again to share with you the Book of Acts.
这段时间里头，我们弟兄姐妹们一直为明年的教会的主题、事工的计划以及以后的发展，热切的祷告。
In the past few weeks, our church will pray earnestly for the theme for the of the church for the next year.
大概3周前的一个早晨的灵修的祷告当中，我就有一个感动，想和大家分享《使徒行传》里头的第11章和第13章里头关于安提阿教会的经文。
Yeah, I was touched in my prayer about 3 weeks ago I want to share with you about the Book of Acts, chapter 11 and chapter 13.
好，那我们先读第11章里头19到26节，我把中文的先读完以后，小林弟兄给大家翻译读的英文的。使徒行传第11章第19节，那些因斯提凡的事遭患难四散的门徒，只走到腓尼基和基比路，并安提阿，他们不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲。20节，但内中有基比路和古利奈人，他们到了安提阿，也向希腊人传讲主耶稣。21节，主与他们同在，信而归主的人就很多了。22节，这风声传到耶路撒冷教会人的耳中，他们就打发巴拉巴出去，走到安提阿为止。他到了那里，看见神所赐的恩，就欢喜，劝勉众人，立定心志，恒久靠主。 这巴拿巴原是个好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心。于是有许多人归服了主。他又往大树去找扫罗，找着了，就带他到安提阿去。他们足有一年的功夫，教会一同聚集，教训了许多人，门徒称为基督徒，是从安提阿起手。
Thank you. Okay, now those who had been startled by the persecution that broke out when Stephen was killed traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, spreading the word only among Jews. Some of them, however, men from Cyprus and Cyrene, went to Antioch, began speak to the Greeks also, telling them the good news about Lord Jesus. The Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. News of this reached out the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barabbas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the grace of God that God had done, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith. And a great number of people were brought to the Lord. Then Barabbas went to Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So for a while, for a whole year, Barabbas and Saul met with the church and taught a great number of people. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch.
好，那我们一起低头祷告。
Right.
天上的父神，感谢赞美你，感谢你的话语，
Dear Lord, and we praise you. We praise you for your words.
在孩子们对主的教会心里有负担的时候，你用圣灵来启发孩子的心。
When your children has a burden for the church, from you reveal through the Holy Spirit, you will reveal them the message.
今天，孩子们祈求您的同在。
Today, I have a wish. Today I hope you are with all of us.
通过学习您的话语，来明白您对恩典堂的指引。
Through your words, we may understand you to our church.
一切感谢赞美都是奉我们主基督耶稣的名。
All thanks and praises to you, our Lord Jesus.
安提阿教会是继耶路撒冷教会以后，圣经里头仔细记录的第一个教会。
Church of Antioch is the first church that the Bible have some detailed descriptions after Jerusalem.
也是第一个外邦人的教会。
This is the first church for the Gentiles.
基督徒的名称也从此教会开始。
Yeah, Christians really started from this church.
保罗也以安提阿教会为家，为起点，三次旅行布道。
Paul's missionary journey started from Antioch.
10年之久的艰辛，使福音传入欧洲。
Paul's journey of 3 years spread the gospel throughout Europe.
这是一个为神所使用的教会。
Antioch is the church that is used by God.
充满了神的祝福和恩典的教会。
Yeah, it was filled with God's grace and blessing.
今天，当我们读起这段经文时，我们多渴望我们的教会，天上所有奉主名的教会，都能够像安提阿教会一样，有神的同在，祝福满满。
When I read these verses, I was deeply, I was touched that I really hope our church is like that of Antioch and to be filled with God's grace and blessing.
弟兄姐妹们，今天让我们一起来和安提阿教会享受主的同在、主的供应和主的呼召。
Brothers, sisters, let's enjoy the Antioch Church that God blesses.
也希望和弟兄姐妹们一起来思想 我们如何能够建立一个神所喜悦的教会。
Also, let's think together. How can we build a church that is really pleasing God?
这是我今天的讲道的纲要。
So this is outline for today's message.
安迪亚教会是怎么成立的？
So when Antioch Church was founded,
经文没有特别记录具体什么人开创了这个教会。
We don't know the details through the Bible when the church was established.
只是说基比路和古利奈人他们到了安提阿，也向希腊人传讲主耶稣，主与他们同在，进而归主的人就很多了。
Yeah, it did mention that people from Cyprus and from Cyprus when they are to spread the gospel to the Gentiles. So when many people believed in Jesus.
我们没有看到五旬节的时候被圣灵充满，众人悔改，三千人当时信主，也没有看见医治的奇迹，更没有彼得和使徒们振奋人心的讲道，但是一个有影响力的受神喜悦的教会却诞生了。
Yeah, we don't say that the miracles as in Jerusalem and we don't say the it's as flourish as the church in Jerusalem. We just say ordinary church, but we see it thrived.
经文里头告诉我们，秘密就是第一，传讲耶稣；第二，主的同在。
The verses told us the secret is that first.Read Lord's words. The second is Lord is with the church.
父神在路加福音里头告诉我们说，这是我的儿子，我所拣选的，你们要听他，就是主基督耶稣。
Yeah, in Luke 9:35, a voice came from the cloud saying, "This is my son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him."
传讲耶稣就是传讲神圣洁的生命。
Spreading Jesus is spreading his holy life.
这是生命，是那位又真又活的人物，就是那奇妙且包罗万有的基督。
This life is real, is lively, that is Jesus. He encompasses everything.
在旧约里头是用异表和异言来描绘这位要来的基督，但到了新约，这位活的人物，这亲自来到人的中间。
In Old Testament, the Christ was hidden, but in the messages, in the message of the prophets, but in the New Testament, Jesus revealed himself.
他要向人验证，他是神的实际，人的实际，以及宇宙中一切正面事物的实际。
Yeah, so Bible showed us he is the real of God, revelation for God, and he's real of everything in the universe. He's a manifestation.
最终他要向世人阐明，他乃是一切的一切，又住在个人之内。
He proved himself. He showed that he is in everything, and he will reside in everybody's heart.
这是一个主亲自建立的教会。
This is a church that is established by the Lord himself.
也只有主，不是人建立的教会，才有神的同在与祝福。
Yeah, only a church that is really established by the Lord himself, it can get the bless and it can survive, not by human being.
让我再重复一遍。
Let me repeat.
只有主亲自建立的教会，才有主的同在与祝福。
Only the church that is established by God himself has the blessing and the presence from the Lord.
耶路撒冷教会当时受到当年迫害耶稣的犹太人祭司和官府的迫害。
Yeah, so the church of Jerusalem was persecuted by the government, by the high priest.
在教会，首任执事斯蒂凡被迫害殉道后，很多门徒被迫离开耶路撒冷。
The persecution is so widespread that and Stephen was stoned to death, so many followers they spread out and they scattered about.
看上去像落荒逃窜，受迫害的门徒。
Seemingly they fled away as followers.
但正是主的同在，圣灵的引导，按主定下的旨意，福音和圣灵的滚滚的潮流，就从耶路撒冷传向犹大全地，撒玛利亚传向地极。
But with Lord's way and Lord's might, the gospels spread out through the persecution, following persecution.
就像彼得，当他看到圣灵的做工，使福音恩惠世人，不只是犹太人时，感叹地说：“我是谁？我能阻挡神吗？”
Yeah, so the message, the gospel not only shared with the Jews, even to the Gentiles through this persecution. So as Paul said, what can I do? I cannot stop North's word.
今天在人看来，我们恩典堂虽然似乎微弱，困难重重。
Today, I mean, if we look at our church, seems to me there's a lot of hardships and there's a lot of challenges.
但在神的眼里呢？
But in God's eyes,
因为我们的教会是像启示录里头主称赞的，菲拉铁菲的教会。
I hope our church will be like that church of Philadelphia in Revelation.
我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看了，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。这是启示录里头第三章第八节。
Okay, in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 8, God commented the Church of Philadelphia. I don't have the verse in front of me, but if you have your Bible, maybe you can open it there. So God said, "So I know your act, I know your behavior. You are not a. I don't know. Can you repeat that? What he said? You are not a." Too bad or not too good? Then you
Yeah,
say, find the Bible verse.
that's right. Let me read it.
Book of
PSI,
Revelation,
that's my
which chapter, which verse?
the book 3, chapter. I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you and opened the door that no one can shut. I know that you have a little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. I will make those full of the synagogue of Satan who claim to be Jews, so they are not. But Elias, I will make them come and fall down at your feet. Yeah, that's the that was in the Revelation chapter 3, verse 8. 主的同在是一个非凡的经历。
So it's a special experience when God is with us.
旧约里头记载，当年犹大南国沦陷，
In the Old Testament, when sorry, what?
犹大南国
犹大。
，yeah，旧的，yes，the 南国，south，yeah，the Jerusalem。
Yes, okay, continue the message.
但以理和他的三个年轻的伙伴被掳到巴比伦。
Daniel and his three fellows was taken to Babylon.
他们不和当地人一样的敬拜假神。
So they refuse to worship with their locals.
因此，他的三个伙伴被此扔到火窑当中。
And his three friends were thrown into furnace.
国王尼布甲尼撒看到一个景象。
The king Nebuchadnezzar saw a scene.
看了，我见有四个人，并没有捆绑，在火中游行，也没有受伤，和那第四个的相貌，那第四个的相貌好像神子。
King Nebuchadnezzar was there, just watching they're getting burned. But what he saw is, he told his officers, which was by his side, "Look, I saw four people there, and they're walking inside the fire. And the fourth people looked like the Son of Man."
准备让这几个同伴免去被投入火窑的这个经历。
The Lord did not just let those people burn into ashes.
但神的同在却让国王尼布甲尼撒明白，没有别的神能这样实行拯救。
But because of Lord's presence, King Nebuchadnezzar understood that. Only Lord can save them.
回顾恩典堂过去几年走过的路，我们经过高山低谷，风风雨雨。
If we look back at the past few years of our church, we went through the ups and downs, windy days and rainy days and stormy days.
但今天我们大家仍然在这里一起开心的敬拜我们的主，我们不得不高声赞美我们的主。
But look, we are still able to be here in his house to worship him, to say our thanks to him. So, isn't that hallelujah?
是的，教会有困难，有破口。
Yes, church will have hardships, is having hardships, and there's gaps there.
但愿我们能够像安提阿教会一样，定睛一主，时时寻求他的同在。
May we be like the church of Antioch, just look at Jesus. And fix our eyes on Jesus.
好，这是第二段的经文，是在13章里头的22节。我先读中文，然后小林帮我们英文翻译。这风声传到耶路撒冷教会人的耳中，他们就打发巴拉巴出去，走到安提阿为止。他们到了那里，就见到神所喜悦的恩，就欢喜，劝勉众人，立定心志，恒久靠主。
Yeah, the another characteristic of church is the provision of our Lord. If we look at Acts chapter 11, verse 22 to 28, let me read that to you. News of this reached the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw what the grace of God has done, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. He was a good man. And full of Holy Spirit and faith, and a great number of people were brought to the Lord. Then Barabbas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So for a whole year, Barabbas and Saul met with the church and taught a great number of people. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch.
一个名不经传的外邦人的教会，竟然惊动了几百公里之外的耶路撒冷的母会。
It's such a small, nameless church. It attracts attention of the mother church in Jerusalem, a few hundred miles away.
感谢神差派巴拉巴前往安提阿的教会。
Thank Lord to send Barnabas to the church of Antioch to help them.
和世上任何教会一样，任何一间教会都一样，都有不足的地方。
Like every church in the world, there's always some gaps there.
巴拉巴显然发现了教会里头有需要善于教导的同工。
And Barnabas found that a church they need people to teach the multitudes of followers.
他就到百公里之外的大署 去寻找扫罗。
Then he went to Taurus to look for Saul.
也把保罗带回到安提阿教会，之后花了1年多的时间的功夫，和教会一同聚集，教训了许多人。
And he got Saul, and he come together to help and Church of Antioch. And through 1 full year, they tried to develop people to teach the church founders.
这段经文有不少方面让我们值得深思。
Yeah, I think there are quite a few things that we need to think over.
这是一个有神的恩典同在的教会。
Yeah, this is definitely the church that has God's presence.
巴拉巴看见了就很喜欢。
Yeah, church was Barnabas was glad to say that.
经文在提示我们的教会，其实我们每个人也都一样。如果真正有主的恩典的彰显的时候，福音的美满丰盛就满溢出来。
It also reminds us when the church is filled with God's grace, the powerful gospel will reveal itself.
教会的侍奉也就不一样。
Then ministry will be quite different.
因为唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内，
Because only Jesus lives in everybody, and Jesus is in everything, everybody.
yeah, Christ all and all is all. Yeah, 巴拉巴这种感受，它是全新的，他尝到了主恩的喜乐。
What Barnabas failed was Barnabas, what Barnabas failed was real, and he tasted the big joy from the Lord.
他已经看到了跟耶路撒冷这个母会完全不一样的一个教会。
He saw church that's very different, even different from the mother church in Jerusalem.
因为这时候的耶路撒冷的母会仍然受律法的影响，甚至在挣扎什么可以吃、什么不可以吃的问题当中，把神的恩典拒在门外。
Because even as a mother church of Jerusalem, it was struggling with the law, okay, what should eat and what should not eat, and all those rules and that carried over through generations.
今天，我们的教会和世上很多的教会，在侍奉的时候，是不是把主耶稣当成我们的唯一呢？
Today, in our church, when we worship, when we serve, are we really treat Jesus as the only?
是尊主为大呢，还是要再加上什么东西呢？
Is our really raised Lord Jesus as our sole purpose, or are we adding anything else there?
主基督耶稣问彼得3次："你爱我吗
Jesus asked Peter 3 times, "Are you loving me? Do you love me?"
？”这不单单是问彼得，也是问我们，也是问我们的教会，你爱我吗？
We know that Jesus is not just only asking Peter. He is also asking us, "Do you love me?"
主是信实的，是他供应我们所需所求的。
Lord is truthful. He provides everything what we need.
安提阿是一个外邦人的教会，但这是一个讨厌，神喜悦的，讨神喜悦的教会。
Antioch is a church for the Gentiles, but it is a church that God loves.
主清楚的知道教会的缺乏和需要。
Lord knows exactly what church lacks and what church needs.
就是生根建造。
That is to be rooted in Him.
经文说，立定心志，恒久靠主，在主里的生根建造。
Yeah, the Bible told us to be firm in Lord and rely on Lord and to root in Lord.
主让巴拉巴来到安提阿，不是来他让他来视察、来指导和当拉拉队员。
North and Barnabas to Antioch is not to direct, to supervise, or to cheer them up as a cheerleader.
巴拉巴的到来 也导致了保罗的出山。
Because of Barnabas' presence and he also attract Paul, he invited Paul to the church.
巴拔和保罗见面的时候，在圣经里头记载是当年在耶路撒冷，就是保罗刚信主的时候。这已经离这个安提阿教会有10多年的时间了。
The first time Barnabas met Saul, what happened more than 10 years ago?
在这个十几年里头，主在准备，在血藏了保罗十几年，让他重新出山。
So it's about 10 years Paul God actually hate Paul. So after 10 years, God used Paul, let him out of his hidden place.
主的安排是很奇妙的，主早早为他的教会预备了他所心爱的人。
Lord's time is a wonder. So he prepared for his church. What they need.
弟兄姐妹朋友们，主比我们更知道我们教会的需要。
Dear brothers, sisters, and friends, nor the Lord knows exactly what our church needs.
主把我们从四面八方、不同的年龄、不同的职业带到这一起来。
The Lord brings us from all directions and from all professions to here, to Grace Church.
给我们每个人都有不同的恩赐。
And he give each of us a unique blessings and talents.
这些年里头，我们大部分的弟兄姐妹们都参与的不止一项的事工。
Many of you are in more than one ministry of the church.
使我们在暂时有困难的情况底下，我们的敬拜、我们的查经、各个团契、各项事工，都能够热情有秩序的进行。
Even through hardships, all functionalities of the church still function well. And yeah.
弟兄姐妹们的这种积极参与的这种侍奉的这个比例，是没有几个教会能够见到这样。
The high proportion of church members serving our Grace Church, that is, we don't see many churches has such a high proportion.
我们为此感谢赞美我们的
Yeah,
主。
we thank the Lord for that.
上一个主日是我们一个月以后恢复主日午餐。
Last week we restored our lunch after worship.
午餐以后，我们就看到我们可爱的疯狂的女儿小艾拉，就把交易中心的凳子一个一个的就给摆好了。
After lunch, I saw our little Anna was helping put the chair back to his place.
几位长老也都帮着擦桌子。
And our older brother and sister help clean the desks.
更不说我们有多少的弟兄姐妹们帮着分发、清洁、整理。
Not mentioning many other brothers and sisters help prepare the food, distribute food, and do the cleaning.
这是一个主所喜爱的教会，大家齐心协力。
Yeah, that shows our church is a church that God loves because everybody works together to
感谢，
make it better.
再次感谢主对我们教会丰丰富富的供应和带领。
We thank the Lord again for his supply of abundance.
主建立、坚固自己的教会，他保守恩待他的教会，他也对这个教会有崇高的呼召。
Yeah, our Lord established the church, he maintains the church, to watch the growth of the church, and he will have a plan, great plan for the church.
弟兄姐妹们，如果你今天在恩典堂没有参与侍奉，没有感动参与过这样的团契、查经班、祷告会，我恳求你能够在神的面前好好的祷告，祈求神的引导。
Dear brothers, sisters, if you are not yet touched or urged by the Lord to participate into the church service, I ask you to, yeah, to pray to the Lord and to find, yeah, find, His, plan for you.
从亚当夏娃违背神的约定之后，神就在呼召我们。
Ever since Adam and Eve disobeyed the Lord, Lord was trying to find, was calling us back.
他在呼召一群能够进入他圣殿的子民。
He has been calling all people to back to his holy temple.
甚至差遣他的独生子耶稣
He even sent his only son, Jesus.
道成肉身，把神的丰满、慈爱、圣洁显示给众人。
Word become flesh to show his kindness, greatness, and grace and mercy to all people.
请问你听到神的呼召了吗？
Have you heard his call?
神的呼召也是神的祝福。
God's call is also God's blessing.
亚伯拉罕响应神的呼召，也是承受了神的祝福。
Abraham answered God's call and he enjoyed God's blessing.
弟兄姐妹们，微信的朋友们，当神呼召你的时候，这是一个何等大的祝福！不要回绝神的祝福。
Dear brothers, sisters, when God calls you, that is a great blessing. Don't reject it.
再回到安提阿的这个教会，
Let's back to the Church of Antioch.
在第13章2到4节的经文里头，
In chapter 13, verse 2 to 4.
他们侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵说要为我分派巴拉巴和扫罗去做我招他们所做的工，于是进食祷告。按手在他们头上，就打发他们去了。
When they worship, when they pray, and when they fasting, the Lord told them to send Barabbas out and bless Barabbas with the hands put on his head.
千万别，错解了这个"打发"这个词啊。
Don't misunderstand the word send.
有时候我们都有这样的经历，就心情不好、不耐烦的时候，有时候孩子啊，或者是你的配偶找你点事，你就说去吧去吧，就打发走了。
I had a personal had an experience. Sometimes if I'm not a patient or not in a very good mood, or then when my child come out ask for something, I say, go away, go away.
但是神的这个大发差遣。是一个荣耀的事工。
But here God sent that something that glorifies the Lord.
安提阿教会是在切切的进食祷告当中得到圣灵的引起的。
The Church of Antioch get what they want, what they need through the fasting and the prayer.
希望我们一天也有这种福分。能够受神的打发。
May our church has the same blessing through our prayers.
安提阿教会是在圣灵带领底下建立的。
The Church of Antioch was established through the Holy Spirit.
它虽然没有描述像耶路撒冷的红红火火，一天里头有3000、5000的人归入主名下。
It's not like the church in Jerusalem is not as flourishing as that church, because in that church, one day they got 3,000 or 5,000 people believed in Jesus.
但经文里头却仔细描述了教会的具体的生活。
But the Bible did record the kind of daily activities or life of the Church of Antioch.
我的总结就是，他们热心神的话语，侍奉主，热爱主的教会，热切的祷告和热切神国的事工。
Yeah, through my understanding, my reading, this is a few points I think I got from the Church of Antioch, the zealous for God's word, the zealous in serving the Lord, the love in the Lord's church, and the fervent in prayer, and the fervent in the work of God's kingdom.
他们这些关于主的有关主的教训，积极传讲主耶稣，着重于门徒的信念。
Yeah, the love the Lord's teaching and the actively proactively preaching Lord's words.
以致被人称为基督徒，门徒就是这个圣经里头就告诉我们，门徒称为基督徒就是从安提阿起手。
Yeah, and the historic thing is that in this very church, the followers are called Christians. That's the first. That's where the word started.
第二，他们热心侍奉主。
Yeah, they serve the Lord with the whole heart.
需要指出的，这是一个团队的全体的侍奉。
Yeah, I just want to point out this is just not some individuals, but as a team.
经文里头特地提到教会的几个领袖，除了巴拉巴、保罗之外，有可能是不同肤色的门徒，也有以分封王，就是当初的，就是行审的这个头的，西利一起长大的人。
Yeah, so the church mentioned a few people. I mean, they may have a different ethnicity or different colors, and they're not in addition to Paul and Barnabas, and also that the local king may be called Tisak.
他们有不同的背景，不同的遭遇，但是主让他们在一块，一同侍奉。
They have different background, different life experience, but God let them be together to serve him.
这里呢，不得不提一下巴拉巴这个门徒。
Yeah, I have to mention Barnabas again.
这是在《使徒行传》里头，第二章里头讲到这个有一个利未人生在基比路，名叫约瑟，使徒称他为巴拉巴，就是一个谦位子的意思。他有田地也卖了。把嫁银拿来放在死的脚前。
Yeah, here's just two verses describe Barnabas. Who is Barnabas? Yeah, his name was Joseph. He's a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostles called Barnabas, which translates, which means the son of encouragement. So a field. Yeah, he owns a field. Yeah, he may be rich. But he sold all his belongings and bought the money and put it at the apostles' feet.
虽然没有经文没有直接的记载，但是我们可以切切的感受他的无私，他的热情，在影响着安提阿的教会。
Yeah, the Bible did not say explicitly, but we can see through the verse that he really, through his love, his passion. And his passion, his love, and his patience influenced the church of Antioch.
他是一个犹太人，是一个利未人，能够融入一个外邦人的教会。
Yeah, he's a Jew, he's a Levite, but he hands so well with Gentiles. He hands so well with Gentiles.
为主的事工热心的召集，大老远的跑到安提阿来。
Yeah, when for Lord's mission, he took a great journey to this from Jerusalem to Antioch to serve the church.
为了教会的需要，他又跑到大老远的去把保罗找到。
And he says the needs what church, the church needs, then he took also a long journey to find Paul and to get Paul to help the church.
当教会正是红火成熟的时候，他又响应主的呼召，奔向异乡他国，传播福音。
When Church Antioch flourishes, then he left the church and to spread the gospel in other places.
感恩我们的主，也希望我们的教会也能够见到巴拉巴这样的身影。
Thank the Lord. We hope our church will have a brother, sister, same like that of Barnabas.
第三个，你就是凭着主的对主的爱，那个关心教会主的教会。
Yeah, with God's love, He cares about the church.
当饥荒来临的时候，耶路撒冷母会有困难的时候。
Yeah, when the church in Jerusalem are under some economic hardship.
安提阿教会就筹款，派保罗、巴拉巴捐助耶路撒冷教会。
Then the church of Antioch, they collect donations and they give the donations to Barabbas who passes to the church of Jerusalem to help them.
这是一个有使命、有爱心的教会。
So that church of Antioch is a church of mission and church of caring heart.
我们有没有关心我们周围的教会？
That are we caring up about the churches that's around us?
我们周围坐的旁边的人，
Or are we just or stand by us?
如果说是信主的教会，主内的弟兄却对兄弟教会、主内的弟兄们的困难的时候，却置之不闻、不问的时候，这是神所喜悦的教会吗？
So if our neighboring churches need help, but we really don't care, is that what the Lord like?
第四个是热切的祷告。
The fourth point, to pray earnestly.
我们刚才讲到，他们的这个决定是在热切的祷告以后做出的。
We just pointed out the decision was made after the fervent prayers.
大家都，我们弟兄姐妹都很喜欢李洪杰牧师。周五晚上，我们经常用他的 video。来勉励大家。
I know many brothers and sisters on Friday night you watch the video from Pastor 于洪杰。
大家都还记得他一段非常大家难以忘记的话，就是我们教会的决定都是在膝盖里做出的。
Do you remember, Pastor? We said the biggest decisions of our church are decided and made with our knees on the ground.
我们没有民主，我们也不是专制，我们是主的教会，我们的一切的祷告，我们一切的爱都应该是在热切的祷告当中来得到神的启发的。
We are not a democratic decision making, but we through prayers we get our decisions from the Lord.
受疫情的影响，我们的实体的祷告会就会一直人很稀少，常来的也就是几个人。
Because of the COVID, ever since the pandemic, our church's prayer meeting is quite not as flourishing, and we only have a few people, the same few people in the church meeting, in the prayer meetings.
从这一多年里头的经历，我们知道。是祷告托住了我们这个教会。
Yeah, so the past year's experience, we know our church was sustained through the prayers.
现在我们每个周二晚上有祷告会，每个月有一个星期六，会专门为教会的事工祷告。
We have a prayer meetings every, our church have a prayer meetings every Wednesday, every Tuesday night, and every month, once a month, we have a Saturday morning, we have a prayer meetings for our church's missions.
鼓励大家一块来在祷告当中与我们的主相依。
Yeah, I encourage brothers and sisters to come join the prayer meetings and to meet our Lord.
最后一项，第五项，就是他们热心扩展神国的事工。
The last point I want to point out is the zealous to spread God's mission.
安提阿是一个地方的教会。
Antioch is a local church.
建立在当时强大的罗马帝国的第三大城市。
It was established in the Roman Empire, the third largest city in Roman Empire.
神亲自建立，也让这个教会在主里头成长，也对他们有极大的呼召，成为了向外邦人传福音、向欧洲、向罗马帝国的中心传福音的桥头堡。
Yeah, God, the Lord established the church, grow the church, and make the church flourish and to become a fortress to spread God's words throughout the empire.
从短短的两段经文里头，我们经历了他们的成立、他们的成长和他们的成熟。
Yeah, through this two small passage, we experience their establishment, growth, and the maturity of the church.
愿我们的恩典堂的灵命也能够在主里头成熟壮大，随时呼应主的呼召。
Our spirit, the spiritual life in this great church be the same, can grow and can mature.
好，感谢神。我和小林今天的正道，就到这里。有一个小结，就是安提阿教会是一个平信徒建立的教会，似乎偶然，也没有特别的亮点。但教会坚持传讲耶稣，追求主的话语，齐心侍奉主，靠进食祷告来求得主的意向，这值得我们的借鉴。谢谢大家。
Thank you, Lord. I want to conclude my message today with a small summary that the church in Antioch was established by lay people, seemingly by chance, but without any special highness. However, the church persisted in preaching Jesus, pursuing the word of the Lord, and serving the Lord with one heart, and relying on fasting and prayer to understand the Lord's vision. This can serve as our example.
我们大家一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，恩典堂的孩子们，感恩赞美你。
Dear Lord, your children here at the Grace Church.